Check your medicine cabinets, drawers, and cupboards for unused or expired medication. Many people who misuse or abuse opioids get them from the medicine cabinets in the homes of family or friends. Christina Barrington is Vice President of Pharmacy Programs at Priority Health.
70% of the opioids that are prescribed for postoperative pain or for tooth extractions go unused in the United States and end up in the community because they're in our medicine cabinets.
Every day, more than 130 people in the United States die after overdosing on opioids.
Michigan has one of the highest utilization of opioids, and the number of opioid or prescription-related deaths to opioids in the United States. And so this is a significant issue for us to address here in Michigan. In 2017, the opioid crisis was declared a national emergency, but the states have really taken the lead on trying to address that. And in Michigan, there were several laws enacted in 2018. There was a limit on the short-acting prescription of opioids that could be prescribed to 7 days, so that if you would go in and have a surgical procedure or a tooth extracted, there's now a limit in Michigan that you can only receive 7-day quantity of opioids to treat that pain. They also require that the physicians review what's called the Michigan Automated Prescription System. Anytime that they write a prescription for greater than 3 days for one of their patients, they have to review this system to look at, has this patient received opioids from other physicians? How recently did they receive them? And also what pharmacies they've been filling opioids at, so that they have a good understanding of, is this person abusing them or a potential abuser or diverting them? And then finally, you have to present to the patient at the time of prescribing, and it also has to be signed and put into their medical chart. It's called a talking points form. And this is where the physician actually talks to the patient about the risks of opioids, safe disposal and handling of them. And the patient has to actually sign that they've had that conversation with their provider, and it goes into their medical record.
Priority Health is working with providers to prevent opioid abuse and misuse among their members.
We actually worked very closely with their providers on tapering and slowly backing down the doses of opioids so that their patients can be in a safe dosage range. We've also increased our behavioral health initiative, in which includes care management, and we have nurses that specialize in care management that address substance use disorders, and we're actually getting our members into these programs and helping them to have access to this treatment. And then we've also did a large member outreach to our patients that are at risk, that were on greater than 50 morphine equivalents of opioids, and ask them to have naloxone on hand in their home. And this is a rescue medication.
Barrington says their integrative approach appears to be working.
We had a reduction in our commercial insurance group by 42%. In our Medicare population, about 14%. And then we also saw significant success in our Medicaid population. We reduced the utilization by 34%.
Ellen Wachus is with the pharmacy department at Priority Health and says for those at risk for an opioid overdose,
you should get naloxone from a pharmacy. In Michigan, there's no prescription needed at all. And naloxone is the drug that will reverse an opioid overdose.
National Prescription Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, a day you can safely dispose of medication at various collection sites around the state.
They provide a safe and no questions asked way for people to dispose of unused medications and learn about local resources available for people who have substance use disorder.
For more information, including collection sites, go to our website at wwjnewsradio.com. Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.